Hey everybody, welcome to the Hero Bells podcast. My name is Kyle McCaffrey and I am the lead trainer of Hero Bells. Whew, happy New Year's everyone. I hope you all had a great holiday season. And I just had some thoughts that I wanted to get out, nothing to do with any books and what have you. Before I begin, I just want to say that I'm doing things a little bit differently now. I made some New Year's resolutions of my own. Not proud of them. I'm not ashamed of them either. But, no, I guess I am proud of them. Because you know what? I learned a lot. I learned a lot this past year. And I actually had some time to myself before the New Year, during the holidays, to actually think about what I've been doing. Many people asking me questions. Most of my friends. A lot of them going, what the fuck are you doing? And now it's my goal is to further make my life efficient and work better, work smarter. I've worked really hard and I haven't gotten the results I wanted, which means I haven't been working very smart. I haven't had my aim be true. You can have all the power and a punch in the world, but it's useless if it's misplaced. That's how I see it. But anyway, as I wanted to just get a few things out of the way like that, and also tell you that if you want any of my content, which is on YouTube, you can go to youtube.com/ Hero Bells. Yeah, I think that's what it was. Yeah, you can just search Hero Bells, whatever you like, and you can find all sorts of content ranging from workouts, vlogs, and challenges, things like that. You can also find me on Instagram and Facebook. Instagram, Hero_KBells, and Facebook, at Hero KBells. But anyway, so I wanted to make a podcast where I was talking to you a little bit about New Year's and New Year's resolutions. And this is what I think of New Year's resolutions and the purpose of it through culture. It seems to be a tradition to make New Year's resolutions. Sometimes the very idea of New Year's resolutions get mocked, and mostly for good reasons. The assumption is that you make the resolution to begin at a later date, when you could start tomorrow, and that if you do so, you're likely to be less successful. But I have a theory. According to history.com, New Year's resolutions started as early as 4,000 years ago in ancient Babylon, although the year started in March when crops were planted. They did this to honor the new year and make a promise to pay debts and to please their God. Now, you might not believe in God or anything like that. That's fine. You might not be a farmer either. And you might not have debts. You know, you should always be thinking about paying your debts, but we tend to do something very similar. It's a strong tradition, and likely for good reasons. Time passes, people forget objectives as things in life slip in and out of relevance. Perhaps we don't make our goals clear and have them align with maximum meaning. Maximum meaning would be highly individual and would likely be subject to some flexibility. So once the new year comes around, we can reflect, as we should, and see what our resolutions were, our aims, and see if we miss the marks. What part of our plan needs to be adapted? So on. I think many people make the same New Year's resolutions every year, but slightly more nuanced, maybe filled with excuses. Fair enough. Sure, they fail plenty of years in a row. But the reality is that if you're honest with yourself and you have the will, you must allow for the failures. There are non-traditional ways to achieve an objective, and that could be, that you start the change right now. And you should. But if you look at the way things line up with New Year's and Christmas and things like that, it's understandable that you're able to delay, reasonably delay these changes. If you suddenly feel that you need to be put on a diet and you're at the first week of your holidays, come on, No one's doing that, and you shouldn't. Let me tell you why you shouldn't get disgruntled about the trivialities of New Year's resolutions. Because if this point in a year is traditionally marked for reflection and resolutions, is this not a good thing? I think this is a good thing. So why throw the whole baby out with the bathwater? Why do people say do away with New Year's resolutions? In Western societies, and perhaps others that I've not experienced, we tend to work a lot. And I mean a lot. We work a lot, many, many, many hours for not a lot of money. If you're a blue collar kind of person, you're really plugging away to get that dollar or pound or euro, whatever. But we tend to work a lot. Traditionally, we take some time off in the summer and at Christmas. This is excluding statutory, bank, or mandatory holidays. Many people live burdensome lives where they may be fighting with their spouse, raising children, rising debt, or all the above. Oh, I didn't turn my ringer off. How about that? The chance for calm, deliberate reflection is just sometimes rare. Sure, you have moments between each New Year's Eve that give you clarity, telling you that you are or not on the right path. Your conscience always seems to remember the debts you owe yourself, though. You have a built-in reminder that seems as the same sort of guilt you get with an animal rights ad and a Sarah McLachlan song. You know the one I'm talking about. Somehow it makes you feel guilty for, suppose it would be a sin of omission to not be helping. Some people can't help. Some people need the help. Many people live very complicated lives. And perhaps the only time for reflection they get is the traditional points in life. Moments like Christmas Eve, to sit down after the kids are in bed, wrap some last-minute gifts with a strong rum and eggnog or a glass of wine. People have more time to think over the holidays, more time to get sick of their shitty diet habits, shitty exercise habits, phone habits, work habits, and so on. You get to string together some moments to realize where you went right and wrong. Then you have people telling you that your change of plan is useless and to change right now. Well, if I want to rum and eggnog or cocktails until I pass out, so be it. If I want to do anything over my time away from strict habits, you better believe I'm going to enjoy it. I'm going for it. And this Christmas, I certainly did. My wife went to Poland before Christmas. I think it was actually even before Halloween. And she brought back a whole bunch of these chocolates. And they're liqueur chocolates, like cherry with rum or whatever the hell was in it. And they were absolutely delicious. I had one to try it, and I realized how sweet they were. And then I came to the conclusion that I've been working really, really hard and on a diet for a long, long time. Or not on a diet, but just dieting hard and being really strict with myself. And I thought to myself, well, it would be stupid to throw it all away right now. Or not throw it all away. That's the wrong way to look at it. But to hold for a while the diet and the strict regimen that I was on when I could just wait till the end of the year. Because at Christmas, I knew I was going to have company. I knew I was going to want to have some drinks with family because I always say no. Every Friday and Saturday night, Kyle, come out and have a drink. No, I wouldn't. I'd be working or doing something else or just, you know, sometimes I just go to bed. Those are the choices I was making. And after a while, it's hard to say no to your friends. And so I waited, and over the holidays, I drank my stupid face off and I ate two like grocery bags full of these damn chocolates and made myself sick. And I'll tell you one thing, next year, I'm going to do the exact same thing and I'm going to enjoy it. For the people that say I shouldn't, well, fair enough. You don't want that for you. That doesn't make you happy. Good. Don't do it. But maybe it makes you happy. Maybe you're a little overweight and somebody say, you still shouldn't do it. You should be focusing on positive habits. Maybe. But one thing I do is I leave myself a lifeline, but I'll get back to that. A trick to any habit isn't the will to implement the habit, it's resilience when it will likely go wrong. Many people seem to act as if when you fall off the horse that you can't get back on. Some don't want to get back on, fair enough. If you have the ability to be resilient, why not do away with the neuroticism? Do what the hell you want, but temper it with a thick coat of moderation. I've been on several diets and they've all served their purpose. I've cycled these diets and allowed my weight to fluctuate within a manageable range. Why? Because I know enough of what works. And when I jump off the train or I fall off like an idiot, I leave myself the lifeline to get back on. So everyone starts off these habits usually really good, really strong, and you start to see some results. But after a while, they fade. It happens to everyone. Everyone who's ever made habits ever has failed at them, but they don't think they can get back on. They have a black and white static mindset, and you don't need to do that. You just get back on the horse. You learn. Why did you break? What happened? Did your friends bring over a bunch of drinks when you were, you know, you're trying to not drink beer? You're trying to avoid bread, wine, pot, hard drugs, whatever the hell it is. Maybe it's the people that you're putting yourself in contact with. Maybe it's the decision when you should be doing something and you're not. Perhaps you're sitting at home and you get home from work and you make the mistake of just sitting on your favorite chair before you go to the gym. Don't sit down. Learn. Just keep going. It's not that hard. And it doesn't matter if you postpone that decision to get in shape January 2nd, because of course you need January 1st to recover. It doesn't matter. All that matters is whether you stick to the plan. Are you a man or woman of will? Or are you not? So perhaps we're too harsh on others and ourselves. Just because you make a New Year's resolution doesn't mean you won't follow it. You are likely to fail at any new habit no matter when you start. It's likely to fail. If you want to allow yourself a point in time to just go wild, do it. Even the Amish do this. We don't need to shit on people to make them either. We need to be there when the ice breaks from under them. So if you're better at positive habits and you can implement something, you know, at a snap of a finger, a lot of people can't. They lead busy lives with family, complicated lives. I live a relatively simple life. I've cultivated that life, but I don't have children. I don't have a mortgage. There's other people who do. So a workout, as important as it is, to reintroduce a new large level of responsibility is going to have some setbacks. So if the person makes a New Year's resolution at the beginning of the holidays and they're saying January 2nd is when I get it going, shut the fuck up. Let them do it and be there for them. Help them up. Be there for your struggling friend and help them be resilient. Help them learn that they can just get back on. Lead them. Don't tell them what to do and when to make their goals. If someone starts and fails, you don't point and laugh. You help them up. Whatever way is appropriate. Minimum necessary dose. Every single person alive has started and failed at habits, no matter where they were, no matter when they started doing it. And all those people led different lives. So if after you hear this, and we're a couple weeks after Christmas and New Year's Eve, just stick with it. If you fall off like an idiot because you're new, just get back on and let's go. At our traditional holidays, enjoy them and squeeze out every drop of fun you can, because no workout or diet is worth the time you give yourself with your family. These times are the best to love, to reflect, to reform, and renew, especially since these moments are rare. You might be used to having the best holiday season every single year you've been alive. You might be 35 or 40 or something like that, maybe even 20, and it's been nothing but net in terms of having positive experiences over the holidays. All it takes is a car accident. It takes a slip in the shower, and everything can fucking change. So you enjoy it. Who cares what the trends say? Do what you want. but get to work. You know you're going to get to work, especially the people in Western cultures, and I'm only speaking for them because that's where I come from. I don't know other cultures very well. Go and live your life. That's what I did. And you know what? I'm getting back on the horse, and I feel great. I feel great that I got it all out of my system. I feel way better than when I just put my nose to the grindstone nonstop all the time. I get neurotic. I get weird. I get hard to be around sometimes. When things don't go my way, I allow myself to be neurotic and moody sometimes, no matter how good my diet is or whatever. I mean, and don't get me wrong, my body performs better and I'm able to have great training sessions. But I think having contrast is really important. And then especially if it's marked for a certain time of year, you go ahead and do it. Who cares what anyone says? So lose the guilt and carry on trying. Set something and stick to it. You're stronger than you think. Thank you very much for listening. I hope you have a great day and a great new year. And I hope you listen again next week. Soon I'm going to start getting more guests and doing less and less books. I know I said that before the holidays, and I mean it. I want to make sure this is more interesting. So if you guys have any suggestions at all, hit me up on Instagram or YouTube, wherever. Make a comment, send a private message, however you want to do it. Let me know what you think. Let me know what you want to hear more of. And I think this year I'm just going to focus more and more on improving this podcast and making it better and thinking a little bit more clearly about how I'm going to do it. Before, I was just in content generation mode. I was just trying to pump things out, and I ended up making a lot of mistakes. But I allowed myself the time just before New Year's to stop and think and realize what I needed and what I didn't need. I was forcing myself to do HIIT. I don't enjoy doing it at all, ever, not even when I'm done. I'm like, fuck, why did I have to do that? I don't know why. It's not because it's hard. I do plenty of difficult things, but I just didn't enjoy it. However, that being said, I do think I need to do it a little. But I was wrecking my body making content for people and not doing what I do, which is actually really simple and long form. I was going on the gymnastics rings once or twice a week, and I was doing very, very well consistently. And it was a long-term strategy. I was getting stronger and stronger, but very slowly, and I didn't accumulate any injuries. As soon as I did away with that, they went away. I started to accumulate tons of injuries, and now I have an injury in my foot, I have an injury in my knee, I have an injury in my right shoulder, and in my left wrist. So a lot of things are becoming very, very difficult, and I don't want it to be difficult. I want my body to work properly. So from now on, calisthenics, yoga, kettlebells, and a little bit of conditioning, and definitely doubling down on the yoga. I've been becoming very inflexible and not strong in some positions where I should easily have things figured out. It's not good. I don't like being inflexible. I don't like being sore. I don't like my mind not being at peace. And I think yoga it does a really good job of covering a lot of bases. So that's the next thing I'm introducing. Since we're talking about New Year's resolutions. So like I said, if you want any content, any way I can help, you can DM me. Maybe I'll even just help you out. I can give you pointers and tips, and I love helping people. So message me on Instagram, message me on Facebook, message me on YouTube, whatever you like. Follow me on YouTube at Hero Bells. Follow me on Instagram at Hero_KBells and Facebook, where you can get supplementary material from this podcast, different little tools and tricks to kind of help you that tend to go along with each podcast episode. I don't even know what episode this is. I think it's 26. I haven't even been paying attention. I used to be really neurotic about those things, letting it go. I don't care. You guys are along for the ride, the all 8 of you. I've been watching my stats. I think there's 8 people listening. I love you. Thank you so much for listening. And have yourself a wonderful day. See you next week.